Okay, and Chairman Glock, we have established quorum with 12 members present. You want to begin the meeting at your leisure.
Very good. Well, I'll call the meeting of the Public Art and Community Design Committee of January 8, 2025 to order. Sadie, if you'd do a roll call to establish our quorum, be appreciated.
Adrian Ackerman?
Present.
Thank you. Ann Lopez? Here, thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Here.
Thank you. Leanne Hernandez? And she's here, but...
Present.
Thank you. Emily Tate? Jim Glock?
Present.
Janet Fisher?
Present.
Kenna Smith?
Here.
Maureen Lewick?
Present.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fong? Robert Clark?
Here.
Valerie Sanchez? Valerie Sipp?
Present.
Alicia Vasquez? Brandon Varela?
Here.
Kathleen Zemo?
Present. Present.
Thank you. And you have 12 members present and have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. Oh, dear. I didn't bring my stopwatch.
Oh, well, I'll use the timer.
Okay. Thank you. Item 3 on the agenda is Pledge of Allegiance, our moment of silence. I'm going to exercise a 60-second moment of silence. Those of you who so choose to recite the pledge to yourself silently. With that, Sadie, if you'd start a clock, please.
I think you're skipping introduction of guests and attendees.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
Hey,
I want to get this part over with. So, but with that, introduction of guests and attendees who were not noted in the roll call. Staff members are included in this introduction process. So, any guests here today before we ask staff to present? Hearing none. See, is there anyone there I missed?
No guests.
Good.
A few people from the audience are in the attendee room.
Oh, okay.
If they want to speak, they could raise their hand.
Okay.
Okay.
They'll have their opportunity under item 4.
Oh,
there we go. We have one hand raised.
So this is for the 15 minutes to be able to speak, or?
Just an introduction.
Like just?
Like your name and community member.
Okay. Oh, I'm Pato Aguilar. I'm an artist.
Thank you, Pato.
Thank you.
All right. With that, Sadie, you and the Arts Foundation staff, please say hi real quick.
Hi, everyone. Sadie Shaw here. I'm the PACD administrator.
Thank you.
And just to let you know, Tim, Valerie Sanchez has entered the Zoom room.
Very good. Thank you.
Next.
Okay. Going.
Ariel, you want to go?
Hi, everyone. This is Ariel, Public Art Coordinator.
Thank you. Yu-Yu or Willen, did you say hi yet?
Hi, everyone. I'm Yu-Yu. I'm the Public Art Collections Associate.
Very good. And Willen, did you already say hi and I just space it? Okay, we're good. That's item 2. Now to item 3. And again, Sadie, if you would have your timer ready, this is the item to for the Pledge of Allegiance or a moment of silence. I choose to exercise a moment of silence for 60 seconds in respect of the requirement to host the Pledge of Allegiance. With that, Sadie?
And a minute pass.
Very good. Thank you. That concludes item three. Moving then on to item four, call to the audience. Those who wish to speak, I hope that they signed up to do so. This is the time when any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individual allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion of the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who address the public body, may ask staff to review a matter, or may ask that a matter be put on a future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the audience unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. So with that, Sadie, we have some folks present.
Yes, we do. Two folks in the attendee room. No one has officially signed up to speak, so if anyone is interested in speaking, please raise your hand and state your legal name. You'll have 3 minutes. Okay, Pato is raising his hand.
Very good. Pato, you have 3 minutes.
Hey, I want to apologize about a form. I tried to look it up on how to sign up to speak, and I couldn't find it. I can only find the link in the Arts Foundation. But anyways, I just wanted to give an update on what I mentioned last time about the gatekeeping. And I don't know when that data is going to come to the meeting or not, but just to give you an idea of some of the calls that were the public calls for last year on what I mentioned. And there was the Sunset Road one that it was granted to Jessica. It was 95,000. And then the rest, we have the driving the 05 mural that it ranged from 54,000 to 81,000. And it was given to a very familiar face that you guys must have seen her very often. So that's 54,000 just for that. The Sugar Hill banners, 10,000, the 64. The Gani Barrera mural call, 38,000. And then the last ones that were from the Dia de los Muertos at the mall that ran from $8,000 to $19,000. And these artists accumulated $110,000 on the low estimate of last year. I'm not sure if anything's going to change this year, but I don't have access to the other 2 years that I mentioned, but I hope something is being moved. This is important, and for some reason, there's a lot of pushback, and there's a very minimum interest in changing policies and in changing this for some strange reason that I don't understand. But that's something that I'm going to keep bringing up, because it's important to me as an artist and the passion that I have for this.
Very good. Thank you, Paco. Do we have anyone else, in the audience who would care to speak, please raise your hand. Felix?
Oh, yes. I'd like to second what Pato is saying and point out that at our meeting in December, members of this committee asked that his item be placed on the agenda for discussion, and looking at the agenda for today, it is not on the agenda. So those members who requested it did not have their request fulfilled. I'd also like to point out that sometimes members of the committee are attending the meeting and voting without being visible or audible to the public. So how do we know that the members that are voting are actually really the members if we can't see them or hear them? Again, I really wish we could go back to the prior version of Zoom where everybody who was in attendance was visible, or at least an icon of them. Anyway, I have no news about the free wall today. I have no new updates. So I'm going to sacrifice the rest of my time. Thank you.
Thank you, Felix. Anyone else in the audience? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 5. Committee member update, activity report. So this is an opportunity for committee members present to share news and activities with the rest of the Public Art and Design Community Design Committee on activities happening in your artistic world that you may want to share with us. So with that, I have nothing this month other than there are some shows at the Steinfeld that may be of interest to folks Saturday afternoons.
All right. Hello, Brandon Vadova here. Just letting everyone know, we do have some interesting developments happening with the Old Pascua Museum and the larger Yaqui community involving the Central Arizona Project, which sources water that our tribe actually gets from. And they do or are constructing a water education center, I believe up more north in the Phoenix area. And we do have, or they will have what's called an education ring, that highlights the importance of water to, some of the Native American tribes here in Arizona. And we do have a little space of that, where it shares a history, not only of the water we use for the community, but our connection with water and our cultural, in our cultural stories and what.
Very good. Thank you, Brandon. Anyone else? Okay.
Ann Lopez has her hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ann. I didn't see it.
I'd like to alert everyone to the fact that there is a great Taiko concert at the Burger Theater this coming Sunday. Part of the, or most of the funds will go toward paying for the All Souls procession from the city of Tucson. It's not just the Tucson Taiko group, it's the Phoenix Taiko group and Taiko artists from around the country.
Wow, okay. Thank you, Ann. Sorry to have missed your hand raising. Okay, I'll try one more time. Anyone else? Okay. Moving on then to item 6, our public art director's report. Wilwin, this is yours.
Happy New Year. Can you hear me okay? Look forward to a new 2025 migration. From somebody. What is the thought? It'll be a lot easier to.
Well, when your audio is really bad, I would recommend maybe just not using the AirPods or something.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone. That helps, because I saw some nodding heads, and I was like, I haven't even said anything yet, and people are already, well, there's a lot going on this year. We look forward to a lot of changes. I wrote a little bit about the public art archive that I talked about last week. That's that software program that's designed specifically for public art collections. And with it, we'll be able to quickly see the status of each work and help us determine for maintenance projects, deaccession, relocation, how much has happened to it, how much involvement, public involvement has happened, whether it should be maintained, and we can share that, you know, publicly as needed to further have more transparency. We're, of course, looking for panelists still. The projects are pushed out a little bit, but we have Christopher Columbus Park, Robert A. Price, Ward 4, Todd Harris, Ward 4, Reed Park, Ward 6, but I think that one's out a little bit, and Rudy Garcia in Ward 5. And lastly, I'll talk more about this next month, but I hope to even further try to streamline how we interact with each other, what the roles of the PACDC members are, what the roles of our foundation are within this context. And we made the orientation handbook, I think last year, which I think was helpful. But what I'm hoping to do is create like a maybe 3 to 5, 10 bullet points of like what it is to be a PACDC member and what the focus is and something we can look at as a sort of, I don't know if rubric's the right word, but something to refer to whenever something comes up to the PACDC. So ensure that we're focusing on our mission for the PACDC's mission and not just general arts foundation stuff or things outside of the City of Tucson Public Art Percent program. So I look forward to doing that. We'll see if I can condense that into bullet points, but I think we can. And I'll share with you, and then we can craft it together. Lastly, subcommittee, or not formed yet, subcommittee for the education component. Hope to get that kicked back up now that we're in season. Maybe it's something we can chat with Jim about, because I think Jim and Sadia, we did discuss if it was necessary to have a vote to create a subcommittee, or if that could just happen. And then from there, City can be the go-to to start that process. And that's it for me. Also open to questions, if anyone has any questions at the moment. Corinne?
The education committee is the one that we talked about maybe in September or October, that you're
yeah.
started, that I volunteered for.
Yes, so I think it was you, Adrian, and Brandon.
Sure.
I haven't begun and involved myself too much. This is your committee, and so I don't want to overstep, but Sadie can help facilitate on behalf of the Arts Foundation. And I can participate, you know, it was development and programming and stuff. But it'd be great to get that moving forward to somewhere compliant. Sorry, Corinne.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought there were 4 people that volunteered, and I know that you have an email from me that has the 4.
You might be, but it's Kenna. I don't know if you have other news I don't want to share, but
And then also, I had a question. Are you still needing committee members for Christopher Columbus Park?
Ariel, what do you think?
Yes, we currently have 6, and ideally we would have 9, so but the minimum is 7, so we're looking for 1 to 3 more people.
All right, let me think about who I might contact who lives out there to who might want to join. If in an emergency, I will join that, but I'm already on another committee out there, so I'd rather have a community meeting.
Yeah, and we do have Maureen on that panel as well. So I think
awesome. Then you don't need me. Let me see. I know some people out there, so I'll contact them and see if they might be interested in joining.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Corinne. And don't worry, there's a lot of projects coming up. Parks projects, so a ton of proper set of parks projects, and then we have a number of DTM projects. But you know how those go. They're very long. Long projects, so that those will start later. Anybody else? Questions, comments?
Yeah, well then, thank you. I'm so sorry. Maybe I'm confused. Are you waiting on us to get the education committee rolling, or are we? I was under the impression that we were waiting for a little bit of information from you, and then.
Maybe both. So we'll connect. Sadie and I will connect with you to discuss how it works.
Okay.
At this point, Sadie's the expert because this is like administrative directives and BCC language that we, our policy that we have to follow. But yes, but if you're also interested, that's great. I think we can just start going. And then we can share with the rest of the committee what that's going to look like this year.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Any more questions? Okay, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Willen. Thank you, board members. We'll move on then to a review of December 11th, 2024 meeting minutes. Chair will entertain a motion and a second to approve, and then we can discuss as necessary.
Move. Second.
Did you get that, Sadie?
Who moved it? And did you move it or did you second it?
I believe I was seconding it. I thought I heard that it had been moved. If it has not been moved, I will move it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion. We need a second, please.
This is Leanne. I'll second.
Very good. Thank you, Leanne. Any discussion on the meeting minutes of December 11th? Hearing none, Sadie, please do roll call for its approval, hopefully.
Katrin Eckerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate? Jim Glock?
Approve.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenneth Smith?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fung? Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Valerie Sip?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez? Brandon Barilla?
Approve.
Kathleen Vivo?
Approve.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we'll move on to item 8, which is the PACD annual report review and vote. As part of being a board on the city's board and commissions, technically your chair is required to put together an annual report. Staff has assisted in doing so, and an annual report, which pretty much is just a summary of the meetings we held over 2024, was assembled, and hopefully everyone has reviewed and if we could get a motion and second, if there's any ensuing discussion that can occur at that time. So the chair would entertain a motion to approve the 2024 PACD annual report.
So moved.
So moved.
Oh. That went pretty quick. Who made the motion, please?
Bob Clark.
Thank you, Bob. Judge?
I'll second.
Okay, and Kathleen seconded. Now, any discussion on the annual report? Your chair is grateful for staff's assistance in assembling that. And if there's no further questions or comments, I'll call upon Sadie for a roll call for its hopeful approval. Sadie, you're
on. Thank you. And just for everyone's awareness, the report needs to be submitted to the city clerk's office before March 1st of each year. So we will be doing that pending approval. Adrienne Ackerman?
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Thank you. Karen Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate? Jim Glock?
Approve.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenneth Smith?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown Dominguez? Nancy Fong? Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez?
Approve.
Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Alicia Vasquez? Brandon Varela?
Approve.
Kathleen Velo?
Approve.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. With that, we move on to item 9, PACD chair and co-chair elections. Now, I'm a little rusty on my Robert's Rules of Order and how these items are supposed to be conducted. So, Sadie, get your hook out there in case I misstep here. So I think we'll do this in a two-step process. We will open nominations for chair. People may nominate another board member, or the board member may nominate themselves, and we'll vote. I don't know how formal I need to be, Sadie, to then close the nominations, and then we vote on the nominees. So with that, open for board's consideration any one who chooses to be considered for chair for 2024. And I am prepared to be your chair again. We'll see whether or not there's any objections.
I was going to nominate you.
Oh, okay. Well, I beat you to it. Sorry.
Second.
Okay. Well, very good. Are there any other nominees? Hearing none, the nominations are hereby closed, and we will seek then a motion and a second to nominate myself or to elect myself as your chair for 2024, which I am honored to serve. And with that motion and a second would be appreciated. Any discussion could then follow, and then we will do a roll call. So, motion?
I'll make a motion to elect or to nominate Jim Glock as chairman for next year.
Okay. We have a motion. And a second. Maureen moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Sadie, if we could do a roll call on that.
Adrienne Ackerman?
Aye.
Ann Lopez?
Aye.
Corinne Cooper?
Aye.
Leanne Hernandez?
Aye.
Emily Tate? Jim Glock?
Yes, aye. Can I vote for myself?
Yeah. Janet Fisher?
Aye.
Kenneth Smith?
Aye.
Maureen Lewick?
Aye.
Melissa Brown Dominguez, Nancy Fung, Robert Clark.
Aye.
Valerie Sanchez.
Aye.
Valerie Sipp.
Aye.
Alicia Vasquez. Brandon Varela.
Aye.
Kathleen Vivo.
Aye.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Well, thank you, everyone, for your faith and support in me. I am honored to be your chair for 2025. And with that, we will move on to a co-chair. Just so you folks may or may not know, Kenna, our current co-chair, will be stepping off the board. And so we need a nominee. And let me just speak on behalf of Kenna, perhaps, but she did not have to step in and run a meeting this past year, and I intend to offer that same commitment to whomever braves the position for 2025, that I don't intend to miss a meeting. So I don't think it'll be that onerous a responsibility. The one opportunity that you do have, though, to be co-chair is to meet with myself and PACD staff in assembling and putting together the agenda for each monthly meeting. We tend to do that about a week before the meeting. So we do ask that you have the ability to set a little, an extra half an hour is about all it takes generally aside each month to be able to do so. So with that, I'm going to open up for nominees for the co-chair for the Public Art and Community Design Committee for 2025. Again, you may nominate yourself or nominate a fellow board member.
And Leanne Hernandez has her hand up.
Leanne?
Yeah, hi. I'm actually interested in my co-chair position.
Very good. Well, that'll be great. I think you'd be a great co-chair. So, do we have a second? Oh, no. Any other nominees? That's, I got to run the process correctly here. So, any other nominees for co-chair? Okay. I hereby declare the nominations closed. With that, I will accept the motion to elect Leanne as our co-chair for the Public Art and Community Design Committee for 2025.
I'll move to nominate Ann.
Very good. We have
I'll second.
And Kenna, the outgoing chair, is seconding.
Woohoo!
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask Sadie to do the roll call for the election of Leanne Hernandez as the co-chair for the PACD committee for 2025. Sadie.
Adrienne Ackerman.
Aye.
Ann Lopez.
Aye.
Corinne Cooper.
Aye.
Leanne Hernandez. Aye.
Please, Barb.
Okay. Her hand. Aye. Okay. Aye.
Let the record show that Leanne said yes.
Emily T. Jim Glock.
Aye.
Janet Fisher.
Aye.
Kenneth Smith.
Aye.
Maureen Lewick.
Aye.
Melissa Brown Dominguez. Nancy Fung. Robert Clark.
Aye.
Valerie Sanchez.
Aye.
Valerie Sipp.
Aye.
Alicia Vasquez. Brandon Varela.
Aye.
Kathleen Zelo.
Aye.
Thank you, and you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Welcome aboard, Leanne, and thank you again, board. The next item on the agenda is request for items for next month. Mind you that staff did hear the requests with respect to the December call to the audience and the desire for information as inquired by Pato. The holidays just interceded. They do enjoy a two-week hiatus during the holiday season, and it was just a little bit too much work to be able to get it for this month's agenda. So Leanne and I will strive to have the staff agendize those for next month. But
well, I also want to jump in there. There was no formal question that was asked. It was only looking at that, and that is a very obscure, but there was a lot of discussion.
Oh, thank you.
So I think if we can conclude that into an actual agenda item, then we can
okay.
Come next month.
Looking at the meeting minutes associated with the call to the audience from last month, we had we had a request that the issues that Pato brought up be placed in the future agenda. That's kind of nebulous. Perhaps Leanne and I can focus on that and give appropriate direction to staff. May not happen next month, given the amount of work that's required to do what Leanne and I come up with.
Jim.
Yes, Corinne.
I think, from my perspective, the request was an analysis of the people, the artists who are receiving appointments, and so that we might have an understanding of if we need to broaden our horizons, and if so, how we might broaden our horizons. Does that consistent, Adrian, with what you recall?
Yeah. That's what I was going to chime in to say, is I think, yeah, that was the meat of the discussion and what we wanted to continue with a little bit more.
Right. We can actually do that. We do have that information. That information also is public information, so we can address that when it comes, but I will note now that I'm not going to task our team to pull public information together. That's already out there. They don't have the resources or time to do that, but I have all the information ready and available for that agenda item.
Okay.
The other thing I was just going to ask is if there might be, there's so many great folks connected to so many awesome events on this committee, and I'm really enjoying the member activity reports and the announcements about what's coming up. And I'm wondering if there's a way we could maybe send them, take it upon ourselves as committee members to send them to Sadie beforehand so they could be shared in the reminder emails, because we get them in the minutes, but oftentimes the events are done by then. And so I just wonder if there is a way we can do a flyer distribution or an alert to one another without breaking Robert's rules. Just curious if that's an option.
Yeah, feel free to send any events to me and I can share them with the group. Just be careful not to, if you're all more than two people, you know, speak about PAC DC business. So you don't create support.
Okay. And any information that is forwarded to Sadie, I will strive to briefly recap when we cover that agenda item on committee member and activity report. I'll just note that we received the following reports over the past month with respect to events that are occurring. And to the extent that Sadie can turn around, kick them to the committee as a whole, since they don't necessarily, they're just informational, we'll strive to do so again as long as we are compliant with the Robert's Rules of Order. So, but yeah, I agree, Adrian, there is times when we're wanting to bring attention to items that are occurring that will occur when the meeting finally is held. So, okay. Any other agenda items? Again, if you have agenda item interests, shoot them to Sadie. She'll get them in front of Leanne and I and the rest of the PACD staff as we plan for the subsequent meetings. And I think Leanne has some perspective to offer on this as well. Leanne.
Yeah, no, I was just curious if, and Will, Sadie and Will, and if you can let me know, when we're talking about agendizing something like what was brought up at the last meeting, do we have to determine the time right now, or is that what we'll do in our pre-meeting?
Yeah, that's what you do in the pre-meeting. So sometimes, we won't have enough time to compile that information. So we'll go on a future meeting.
All right, cool. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Any other items and requests for items for a subsequent month? All right. Is that puppy a Christmas present, Wilwyn? That's what I want for my birthday, is a new dog.
No, just a couple rescues.
All right. All right, with that, everyone, I believe we've gotten to our last item, which is adjournment. I want to call our January 8th, 2025, our new year, first of the new year meeting adjourned. Thank you all for your time and your effort. Look forward to seeing you in February. And I believe, Kenna, this is your last meeting, or is next meeting your last meeting? And we do have some vacancies. I believe, Sadie, you'll be able to perhaps notify PAC-D members what those are, and if they happen to know anyone who fulfills those responsibilities, that they could forward to the recommending entities some names. Is that possible?
Yeah, we have a few vacancies in Arts Foundation pending the resignation of some of our members. If you notice, we also have lost other members who resigned over the last few months. So if you have anyone to recommend, just reach out to me.
You can send them to us, and then we'll bring that information to the board, and the board will decide who will be your next colleagues.
So be it an Arts Foundation representative or representative of one of our supervisor offices or council offices, they need to be the entities who ultimately appoint and those individuals, but we can certainly assist those entities in providing names of people who will be constructive members of our committee. So avail yourself of that opportunity if you know of someone who has keen interest and can appropriately represent the community's public art interests. Very good. Well, with that.
And Kenna, did you want to say a couple things? You got off of mute.
I've enjoyed being part of PACD and seeing it change and grow, and the caliber of public artists, it's just been amazing over 15 years that I've been involved. I was involved through two mayors and then an appointment through the foundation board. And it's just the people I've met and the art that I've been able to see and advocate for. It's been wonderful. So, it's a great way to be involved with the community and a great way to be involved with public art and public artists. So I look forward to tracking what you all continue to do and the projects, and continue to be a great supporter of the Arts Foundation and public art in this community.
Very good.
Thank you, Kenna. We're going to miss you.
All right. Guys. With that, everyone, our next meeting is, February 12th, I believe. And we will see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay warm. Cover those plants.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All the way.
Bye.
Take care.